Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Ivan Meisner, founder and chief visionary officer at Business Network International, BNI. But today we're not talking about networking. We're talking about his experience since losing his wife last October. Elizabeth Beth Meisner, a great international leader in her own right, and Ivan's partner of 31 years in his life and his business. Ivan, thank you for the courage and for the graciousness of sharing your experiences with us. And there are a couple of websites I want to make sure we get out. Folks, he's identified a couple of young ladies, a couple of young widows who are doing great work in helping people deal with this transition period. And it's called Widow We Do Now. Widow, instead of what do we, it's Widow Do We Do Now.com. Is that right, Ivan?
Widow We Do Now. No do in between. Widow We Do Now.
Widow We Do Now.com. And also, I want them to go to your podcast because this is where they can find your seven do's and don'ts on this.
Actually, it's on my blog, ivanmeisner.com. You can find the seven things that we're talking about. And there's a few more to go if you want to jump on in on them.
Yeah, so check that
out.
Here's
number four.
Okay.
Be there and help them in any way you can. Now, offering an ear is good, but I can say firsthand that almost everyone says that, and it's overwhelming. So anything you can actually do for them will be appreciated. For example, I heard the podcast ladies, Anita and Mel, talk about neighbors just taking out their trash for them, just taking it out, helping them clean the house, babysit the kids, go shopping for them, help the kids with homework. These are the kinds of things that you can actually do that help a new widow or widower. Here's number five. This is so relevant. Don't ask them when they plan on dating again.
Oh, my God.
If they happen to bring it up in conversation, be understanding, and you guessed it, Jim, don't judge them, whether they want to or don't want to. And don't try to fix it, you know, and tell them they should or shouldn't.
It's only been 4 months. Did you tell me that people have already said that to you?
Yes.
Yes. That's astonishing.
It's crazy.
That's astonishing.
This one's probably the one I did. Number six is the one I have done, and I'm guilty of it. If you've lost a spouse, it's okay to say you understand some of what they're going through.
Oh.
However, if you've lost friends or family members, don't compare.
It's not
one person told me they lost several family members over the years, and they understand what I'm going through.
Mm-mm.
No, they don't.
No.
They've lost family members. I lost a spouse. It is not the same.
Both of my parents, and I was responsible for their lives at the end of their life, but that doesn't compare to what happened to you.
It doesn't compare. And you know, if you say, I understand a little bit of what you're saying, that's fine, but just remember, it's not a competition. And so, and that doesn't make them feel any better to tell you the truth.
And when people say that, they're trying to connect with you. Are doing it for the right reasons. The problem is not that we don't have, it's not that our problem isn't what's in our heart, it's that we just don't know what to say or do.
Don't know what to say. And I'm glad you brought that up, because that is so true, that sometimes we just say the wrong thing, and meaning well. Now, here's one that shocked me, Jim. You know the five stages of grief?
Yes.
It's called the Kubler-Ross five stages of grief.
Mm-hmm.
It was written for people who have been told they have a terminal illness.
Right.
It does not apply when someone has lost a spouse.
People have said this to you?
There are different steps for grief. For example, denial. You know, I was in the hospital room when Elizabeth passed away. People would ask me, where are you in the five stages of grief? Well, you know, there was never denial. I was there.
Right.
And so there are other things like shock instead of denial. And there's a website, healthline.com, has the seven stages that apply when a spouse is lost. And again, it's this kind of stuff that I learned from the podcast. What do we do now?
Mm-hmm. Ivan, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts.
Well, so this is a business show. If you're in business and you know people have lost a spouse, recommend that they go to What Do We Do Now, and tell them they got to listen to more than one or two episodes, especially if they're a guy, because they're so transparent and so conversational. You got to really listen for the tidbits. But almost all of these things I've told you today are tidbits that I've gotten
and
by
folks,
listening.
And folks, also
to that
go
show.
To IvanMeisner.com. Check his blog out. I know there'll be more wisdom coming from him. Ivan, I continue to be amazed at your courage and your graciousness. You're a giver, you're a leader, and that's why we love you. And of course, as you know, my microphone is your microphone. And thank you for introducing us to Ben. Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. See you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.